This is Psycho Crap.
I'm Adam Conowitz.
This is a very low-tech podcast. You can probably hear the crickets in the background. I'm actually doing this podcast outside. That's technology for you. I can do a podcast outside. It's like my own little radio station. This podcast is going to cover basically just things that I think are interested in psychology. Whenever I come across something, I write about it on my Psychology Examiner blog, and then I'll bring it to you on this podcast. So, let's get started with one of my favorite subjects, irrational decisions, like doing a podcast outside. The story of a casino patron who loses all of his or her money after countless losses at a slot machine is common in TV shows in real life. The patron puts in a little money at a time, pulling the lever over and over, each time losing it all. Sometimes it ends there. Kind of like when I go to the casino, I just play the penny slots. However, the stories from Gamblers Anonymous reveal a different pattern of irrational behavior as well as a misunderstanding of probability. Troubled gamblers keep going, losing more and more of their money for two main reasons. Number one, the mistaken notion of one's chances of winnings and winning on the next spin. And two, the psychological complex of loss aversion. And this is something very interesting. This is this idea about gains and losses. See, loss aversion was a concept brought by Tversky and Kahneman? I don't know. 1981. Essentially explains why we are apt to do what stockbrokers call chasing losses. Now, loss is more painful than gain is pleasurable. Let me repeat that. Loss is more painful than gain is pleasurable. So, we know that loss is worse than gain, especially when you're in the stock market, but the pain from loss is greater than the pleasure that you get from gain. Other than the aforementioned gambler's fallacy, the gambler's preference of avoiding loss over remaining happy with whatever gain they have left causes them to play irrationally. So that's the idea here. Is there an irrational way to gamble? Loss aversion represents just one common reason why people make irrational decisions. I use this example because it is just one expression of how commitment can lead us astray. See, most of us are familiar with the phenomenon of escalation of commitment when we hear national leaders say of ongoing wars, "If we pull out now, the troops will have died for nothing." Does that sound familiar? The escalation of commitment phenomenon shows how we are ever willing to increase and continue an irrational decision to avoid the pain of accepting our losses. Loss aversion is not the sole factor for irrational decision-making, however, and this article won't be an exhaustive overview of this complex issue. What we can learn about our occasional propensity to irrationality. Okay, wow, let me say that again. What can we learn about our occasional propensity to irrationality, and how can we avoid it? My personal opinion on the matter isn't terribly profound, I think. It's just to think. What are your motives for making a decision? Are you preferring an option because it promises instant gratification, or because it is truly the best choice? Are you presented with a selfish incentive in a decision requiring selflessness? Ask yourself if you are being swayed by others' interests as well, not only your own. Where are you getting your advice? For instance, if a study tells you to avoid a food product, who funded that study? Check back in the coming weeks, and we will be discussing methods of persuasion and how we perceive the mind, and even some advice for students like myself seeking a future in psychology. This is episode numero uno of Psycho Crap. This is Adam Kahanowitz. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm ABVegan. ABVegan. ABVEGAN.